riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Alton Mann facing array of charges. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. Leon English facing multiple charges after several crimes were committed in the area over the past week. On New Year's Eve, English was allegedly involved in a hit-and-run accident in the 1900 block of Beale Avenue in Alton. Alton police also learned that that vehicle involved in that hit-and-run was stolen. English has also been charged with one count of aggravated battery of a taxi driver in East Alton on December 30th. He also was wanted in a warrant for stabbing a family member during a domestic situation from December 29th. That stabbing victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Alton Police Chief Marcos Pulido said, after English was taken into custody, there was an incident in our jail on New Year's Eve where he punched one of our corrections officers. More information on these developing charges can be found online at riverbender.com. Rosetta Brown expressed a sincere thanks for everyone who supported the recent Alton Socks for Tots drive just before Christmas, thanking the Alton YWCA for their partnership, saying, "Because of the community's generous donation of socks, they were donated to all the schools in our district. The Oasis Women's Center, Catholic Children's Home, Marsha's Daycare, Maxine's Daycare, Boys and Girls Club of Alton, and, of course, the YWCA." Wood River Police announced that two were charged following a search warrant executed from Wednesday, December the 23rd, at the Stallion Business at 53 West Ferguson Avenue in Wood River. The Wood River Police, along with the Alton Police Department, executed those search warrants, taking two into custody on that date. Charges followed, though those two were released from custody, pending a further investigation. More information on this situation can be found online at riverbender.com. The city of Grafton ended 2020 with a hearty fireworks display at the Lighthouse Park near the large American flag on the Mississippi River. Photos of the display can be found online at riverbender.com. Attached to this story, social distancing and masks were encouraged by Grafton officials. The event was well attended, but it was done with proper COVID-19 precautions put in place. PT's nightclub in Centerville announced on Facebook last week that it has to close its doors. The statement read, "With a very heavy heart, we announced that PT Centerville will not reopen. It was not an easy decision, nor one that we wanted to make. We want to thank everyone for their love and support over the last 30 years. The Illinois High School Athletic Association Executive Director Craig Anderson, along with staff members of both the IHSA and Illinois Elementary School Association, met with the head of the IDPH and state government reps on Wednesday, discussing plans of resuming sporting activities for the member schools and student athletes across the state. Anderson and those staffers from both organizations met with IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike and the Deputy Governor and the Chief of Staff for the IDPH. Anderson said he thought progress was made in the meeting and remains optimistic that the IHSA will be able to resume high school sports, which have been on hold since December due to the continuing COVID-19 pandemic. The Brown Bag Bistro on Broadway in Alton performed a generous deed in December, donating half of the profits from the Carrie Sandwich, named for Carrie Key, co-owner of Joe Kay's Restaurant in Alton. Brown Bag sold 810 Carrie Sandwiches from December 1st through the 23rd, raising an astounding $5,484 to donate to the Key family. Southern Illinois University Edwardsville launched a re-entry COVID-19 testing initiative on Monday, January the 4th. The mandatory testing runs through Thursday the 21st, and by the end of Thursday, January 7th, more than 2,600 faculty, staff, and students had been tested. The average turnaround time for those results is around 65 hours, and of the first 1,668 re-entry test results, the positivity rate was 0.11% with only 15 positive cases. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.